Well, what I'm going to do is, first I'm going to take the consent agenda, and we'll take a break. And during the break, I ask the new members to gather at the front of the room between the flags to take our oath picture. And then we will come back to reconvene to hear item J if all parties are present.
I know.
It wasn't my fault.
never admit.
Could we just take a second to raise our hands in honor of Judge Rubin?
What's the rule?
David's our left hand man.
That was Judge Rubin, everybody.
Okay. So on our consent agenda, as you know, the Executive and Planning Committee places items on the consent agenda when they consider council meeting time, and also to ensure that the work of the council and its advisory committees can be as effective and efficient as possible in setting policy and implementing solutions to the issues facing our courts and the branch. An item placed on the consent agenda in no way reflects the significance of the proposal, and prior to the meeting, any council member may request that any item on the consent agenda be moved to the discussion agenda or be moved to another day for the discussion agenda for further reporting. Today we have, I believe, as you can see, 40 items on today's consent agenda, and it ranges from what Justice Hull had indicated in his report from RuPro, rules and forms for alternate dispute resolution, appellate procedure, civil small claims, criminal justice, family and juvenile law, judicial administration and probate and mental health, to subordinate judicial officer conversions, and various reports to the legislature. And as you know, but it's worth repeating, these proposals come to council for decision-making on policy level by our advisory committees. They come to us already publicly vetted in terms of proposals that affect statewide policy. It's already subject to public comment. Again, consent agenda items can be moved, and people can speak to those at our public comment period. Again, this reflects the work of all of our volunteers and who are ably assisted by the Administrative Office of the Courts. This is sort of the core of what the Judicial Council does in terms of statewide policymaking and the administration of justice. So we thank all the committee members and staff, not just those named on the agenda, who spent many, many hours working on the reports and recommendations. We appreciate their efforts in improving the administration of justice in California. Because it's on the consent agenda, it's deemed approved, those items pass. We're going to stand in recess and take a break for 15 minutes. Actually, I'm going to make it 20 so we can assemble the new members to take a photograph. So we'll reassemble at 10:35. Thank you.